Known as the Prairie State, it is the first state to ratify the 13th Amendment of the Constitution, abolishing slavery. And it is the home of the modern skyscraper, the first being the Home Insurance Building.
Apparently, it's where the ice cream sundae got its name, specifically at Garwood's Drugstore. And it's also the birthplace of Walt Disney, Twinkies, McDonald's, and Dairy Queen. Pretty much all my childhood memories.
You're listening to Queer Money episode 459, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Illinois. Now on with the show. The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back to folks who are joining us again, and welcome to those of you who this is your first time. We are continuing our Queer Cities series, looking at cities all around the country by state. If you are watching on YouTube, you can click up here to see that whole series. If you are listening, click that link in your podcast player.
Last week, we visited Indiana. YouTube viewers can watch that particular episode by clicking right here. If you're listening, click the link in your podcast player. For some podcast love, we actually have more of a podcast caveat. About 20 to 20,000 of you have told us that DC is not in Maryland. We know. And you know that we know. In fact, we called that out on that particular episode. We included DC in Maryland because that's exactly what the Human Rights Campaign did in its analysis. Because it felt a little bogus to do that, we also included a second runner-up so that we actually included two cities from Maryland that made it on our list and their analysis. In hindsight, we should have just skipped DC altogether and done it as a separate breakdown, or just not done DC, because DC is very, very unaffordable.
And it, we all know it's the city in America that has the highest concentration of LGBT folks.
Yeah. So if you feel inclined to give us a geography lesson, please do so on your favorite podcast player. Or if you're watching, comment on this particular video, but only if you give us a thumbs up.
All right. Illinois. So there were some surprises with Illinois for us. First of all, only 6 points on our scale separated the number one and the number three city. So all of these are pretty close in our analysis. Illinois is the number three state for downloads of the Queer Money podcast.
Thank you, Illinois.
Chicago is the second highest number of downloads by city for the Queer Money podcast.
Thank you, Chicago.
Yeah. But here's the big kicker, the big surprise to us. Blue Illinois only has three cities that got a 100 on HRC's Municipal Quality Index. That is the same as Kentucky, as Iowa, and it's half as many as Red Ohio. So maybe blue states aren't so blue and red states aren't so completely red.
Yeah, exactly. It's very interesting to look at it on that scale. I mean, I know we're not talking about it anymore, but the vitriol that comes from people about different states and cities that we've covered that apparently no gays can live in, I would just had assumed that Illinois would just have more 100s.
I would have thought
that's
too.
That's just baffling to me, and because it's so red. I'm sorry, so blue, and then it's on par with Kentucky and Iowa, and that just. It's not as simple as we want to make it seem.
Yeah.
And exactly. I think that's one of the things I'm really getting from this series is that to label something as red and blue, it's not as matter of fact as
it's
that.
It's too simplistic.
Yeah. There's just much more to it. So
let's talk about our winner and runner up.
So the runner up for Illinois is Champaign. Why did that get our runner up position? Well, it's one of the three cities in Illinois to get a 100 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index. Home values come in at $195,000 per property, which comes into the middle for the state of Illinois. Rents come in at $1,142 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, also right in the middle for Illinois. Cost of living is 81.1% of the national average, right in the middle for Illinois. Average income is $70,000 per year, right in the middle for Illinois. And then median income is $48,000 on the lower end for Illinois. So David, who is the winner?
Lots of middle. So let's make some changes here. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. The winner is Rockford.
Rock and Rodford.
Why Rock and Rockford? Of course, it is one of the cities that did get a 100 on the Municipal Equality Index. The home values here are the third lowest in the state at $145,000. Rent comes in at a whopping $948, the second lowest in the state. Crazy. And less than half of the national average.
It's nuts.
The cost of living, 79%, right in the middle for the state. The average income, $55,000, which is the second lowest for the state, and median income, $43,000, the second lowest. So really, this is the winner because the cost of living, the home values, and rents are all considerably lower than the cities that we looked, other cities we looked at.
And it also got a 100.
Yes. That helped.
And we weight the HRC rating 5 times.
Yes, we do. And why not Chicago? Well,
can you guess?
Yeah. Chicago did come in third in our analysis. But everything else is more expensive there. And the other thing is, the kicker is, everything is more expensive, but the median and average incomes only came in at second best in the state. So you can make some decent money there, but everything is expensive, much more expensive. So what about Rockford, John?
Some good things about Rockford. It's also known as Forest City because of the natural beauty of its gardens and forests. It was the home of the Rockford Apples, the all-girls baseball team that was featured in Madonna's movie.
Madonna reference. Got to get that in there.
A League of Their Own. Rosie O'Donnell and some other people were a part of it too. This reminded me, if you haven't watched Secret Love on Netflix, you definitely want to. It's about a love story of two of the players that were on the Rockford Apples. And it was a secret, of course, at the time, because that was, oh my God, no, we couldn't talk about it. And it's a love story between Terry Donahue and Pat Henshaw, and how they were able to enjoy their lives together, and then eventually how they had to separate. Very endearing and cute movie, though. Pride's typically the first weekend of June. If you're visiting or moving to Rockford, check out the Liam Foundation at theliamfoundation.org. It provides training and services to support the LGBTQ plus community. And for those who need a gay bar to go to, check out the Office Nightclub, Rockford's premier LGBTQ plus extravaganza.
All right. Congratulations, Champagne and Rockford.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
On next Thursday's Queer Money bonus episode, we're covering the most affordable and most gay-friendly city in the state of Idaho.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in this series that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.